In the fast-paced world we live in today, being able to communicate effectively is not just a skill, it's a superpower. And when it comes to high-stakes situations, from boardroom meetings to public presentations or high-level negotiations, how you communicate can mean the difference between success and failure. Imagine you're pitching to a major client, leading a critical team discussion, or giving a keynote at a conference. In these moments, your ability to speak with confidence is crucial. The pressure is on, and the stakes are high. But the good news is, you can learn to master the art of confident communication even in the most intense environments. In this article, we'll explore how to project confidence when everything is on the line. Whether you're an executive presenting quarterly results or an entrepreneur negotiating with investors, these techniques will help you not only survive but thrive in high-stakes situations. Why confidence matters in high-stakes communication? Confidence is the currency of influence. When you communicate with confidence, people are more likely to trust you, believe in your message, and follow your lead. Confidence is contagious. It sets the tone, inspires action, and breeds credibility. But confidence isn't just about speaking loudly or standing tall. True confidence comes from within, from the knowledge that you are prepared, capable, and ready for the challenge ahead. It's about showing others that you are in control, even when the situation feels out of control. Here's why confidence is so critical in high-stakes communication. It builds trust. People trust leaders who project confidence. They believe in what you are saying because you believe in it. It commands attention. In high-pressure situations, attention spans are short. Confident communication keeps the focus on you and your message. It reduces tension. When you exude calm and confidence, it has a ripple effect, helping to ease the stress and anxiety of the people around you. It enhances persuasion. Confidence can be the deciding factor in whether someone is persuaded to follow your ideas, buy into your vision, or support your initiative. Understanding high-stakes situations. A high-stakes situation is any scenario where the outcome has significant consequences. These could be professional or personal, but in either case, the result of how you communicate in these moments can have a lasting impact on your career, relationships, and reputation. Common high-stakes situations include business presentations, presenting to stakeholders, clients, or leadership where your ideas are up for approval. Job interviews, trying to land that dream job or secure a promotion. Negotiations, whether negotiating a salary, a business deal, or a contract, the stakes can be incredibly high. Media interviews, facing the press or giving a public statement where every word can be scrutinized. Conflict resolution, managing conflict with a colleague, client, or partner in a way that either escalates or diffuses the situation. In each of these scenarios, the pressure to perform can be immense. The key to navigating these situations successfully lies in your ability to communicate confidently and clearly, even when the stakes feel overwhelming. The science of confidence, how your brain reacts under pressure. To understand how to build confidence in high-stakes situations, it's important to recognize how your brain reacts to pressure. When faced with stress, your body releases adrenaline and cortisol hormones that trigger the fight-or-flight response. In these moments, it can be hard to think clearly, and your body may physically react with sweaty palms, a racing heart, or shaky hands. Here's the catch: your brain interprets these stress responses as a threat, but you can actually reframe them as a sign that you are ready to perform. By recognizing that your nervousness is just energy, you can channel it into confidence. Steps to communicate with confidence in high-stakes situations. Now that we understand the importance of confidence and the body's reaction to stress, let's dive into practical strategies you can use to stay calm, focused, and confident when the pressure is on. 1. Prepare extensively. Confidence is born from preparation. When you know your material inside and out, it gives you a foundation to lean on. If you're stepping into a meeting, a pitch, or an interview, make sure you've done your homework. Know the key points you want to address, anticipate questions, and rehearse your delivery. Key tip: break down your preparation into 3 areas. Content mastery, ensure you fully understand the material. Delivery practice, rehearse your presentation or conversation out loud. Use a mirror or record yourself to refine your body language and tone. Q&A readiness, anticipate difficult questions or objections and prepare thoughtful responses. 2. Embrace nervous energy. Instead of trying to eliminate nerves, use them to your advantage. Accept that feeling a bit nervous is normal and can actually enhance your performance by keeping you alert. The trick is to channel that energy into your delivery. Key tip: use breathing techniques to control nerves. Deep, slow breathing can help reduce your heart rate and bring you back to a calm state of mind. Before stepping into a high-stakes situation, try the 4-7-8 breathing exercise. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. 3. Adopt powerful body language. Your body speaks before you even open your mouth. Standing or sitting up straight, making purposeful gestures, and maintaining good eye contact all signal confidence. Research from Harvard psychologist Amy Cuddy shows that adopting power poses can increase feelings of confidence and reduce stress. Key tip: before entering the room, take a moment to stand tall with your shoulders back. This simple shift in posture can have a profound effect on your mental state. Avoid fidgeting, slouching, or crossing your arms, as these can make you appear insecure. 4. Master the power of pausing. In high-stakes communication, silence is golden. Pausing not only gives you a moment to gather your thoughts, but it also commands attention. Speaking too quickly can make you seem nervous or unprepared. Pausing allows your message to sink in and demonstrates that you are in control. Key tip: when you feel the urge to rush, remember to slow down. Practice inserting deliberate pauses after key points to emphasize their importance and give yourself a mental breather. 5. Focus on clarity, not complexity. In high-stakes situations, people often try to impress by overloading their message with jargon or overly complex information. This can backfire by confusing your audience and diluting your message. Instead, aim for clarity. Make your points clear, concise, and easy to follow. Key tip: use the KISS principle, keep it simple and straightforward. Break down complex ideas into digestible chunks and focus on the key takeaways you want your audience to remember. 6. Visualize success. Visualization is a powerful tool used by elite athletes, public speakers, and performers to build confidence. Before stepping into a high-stakes scenario, close your eyes and imagine yourself succeeding. Picture the room, the people, and your own performance. By mentally rehearsing success, you can prime your brain to believe it's possible. Key tip: create a vivid mental picture of the successful outcome you want to achieve. Practice this visualization technique daily leading up to your event or meeting. 7. Stay present. When you're in a high-stakes situation, it's easy to get lost in your own thoughts or worry about what's coming next. But the key to confident communication is staying fully present in the moment. Listen attentively to others, engage with their questions or comments, and respond thoughtfully. Key tip: practice active listening. Instead of planning your next move while someone else is speaking, focus entirely on what they are saying. This will help you respond more effectively and demonstrate confidence. The role of emotional intelligence in high-stakes communication. Confidence isn't just about what you say or how you say it, it's also about how you connect with others. Emotional intelligence, EQ, plays a crucial role in high-stakes communication because it allows you to read the room, understand the emotions of others, and adapt your communication style accordingly. High EQ communicators excel in high-stakes situations because they are able to recognize their own emotions. They can manage nervousness, frustration, or excitement and stay composed. Read the emotions of others, they are attuned to nonverbal cues and the emotional climate of the room. Adapt to the situation, they know when to pivot, adjust their tone, or shift their approach based on the reactions of their audience. Final thoughts: confidence is a skill you can build. High-stakes situations can be daunting, but with the right mindset and preparation, you can communicate with confidence and achieve success. Remember that confidence is not a trait you are born with, it's a skill that you can cultivate over time. By applying these techniques and embracing the challenges that come your way, you'll be ready to take on any high-stakes communication with poise and power. So the next time you're facing a critical presentation, negotiation, or conversation, remember, you've got this. Speak with confidence, own the room, and let your message shine.